From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Many of the most celebrated Latin American writers have explored the character of the dictator in novels. Gabriel Garcia Marquez did it, as did Mario Vargas Llosa. And now, add Cristina Garcia. Her new novel is called King of Cuba, and reviewer Alan Chews likes it.
The story begins on the anniversary of the Cuban Revolution, and it's a fascinating imaginary pas de deux between the near-ancient Comandante, who has ruled Cuba for ages, and a man named Goyo Herrera, an ailing 86-year-old Cuban-born businessman whose obsession near the end of his own life is assassination. Moving back and forth between Cuba and the U.S., Garcia digs deep into the characters of both men. In Havana, the revolution, as Garcia herself suggests, is about to make its last gasp. El Comandante seems to realize this himself. People would rather watch Gaucho Love, their favorite telenovela, than listen to a speech, the decrepit dictator laments. Meanwhile, in the U.S., Herrera, with his drug-addicted, almost 60-year-old American son, his liberal daughter, a sexy girlfriend, and a Cadillac, finds himself tangled up in memories of his old home island. It's dialects, Garcia writes. It's hummingbirds. It's fish. It's chaos. It's peanut vendors. It's Chinese lotteries. It's cacophonies. It's myths. It's terrors. With these memories swirling around in Goyo's mind and still stinging from the fact that decades ago El Comandante seduced and impregnated the woman he loved above all others, Goyo finds himself on a collision course with the Cuban ruler. Garcia's serio-comic novel gives us all the pop delight of a musical based on major historical events and a devastating portrait of two men and a tyrannical government on the way out. Anyone with an interest in late 20th century politics will find this book a wicked pleasure.
That's Alan Chews with his review of the novel King of Cuba by Cristina Garcia.